Chris Hipkins is the COVID-19 response minister, and he told me that there's not the same pressure to rush regulatory approval in New Zealand.
Like many countries around the world, we're working very quickly to approve COVID-19 vaccines for use in New Zealand. We are in a slightly different position to other countries who are using emergency provisions to approve the vaccine. In many cases, those countries are doing that because they are suffering hugely from COVID. They've got thousands of people dying every day in some cases. So they're rushing the vaccine out in order to try and mitigate that. We're not in the same position of having to do that here in New Zealand, but we do want our approval process to be as quick as possible so that when our first shipments arrive, we can be making sure that people are getting vaccinated as quickly as possible.
So will the approval process be fast-tracked in New Zealand?
Our goal, our approval process has already started, even though at this point the vaccines have not yet completed their clinical trials. We will only start administering the vaccines in New Zealand once we're confident, 100% confident that they're safe, and once the approval process has been completed. So unlike some of those other countries who are starting to use the vaccine just almost out of desperation, using their emergency provisions, we won't be doing that in New Zealand. We do want the clinical trials to be finished. But having said that, I fully understand if I was in the position of some of those other countries, I think we'd be looking to do the same.
But does the data that is collected in the UK, my understanding from reading on MedSafe's approval process, is that that can be used to help with our process. So can we use that as a basis to try and speed up our process?
Absolutely. The more widely used these vaccines are, the more information we're getting from other approval authorities. That's certainly going to speed up our process here in New Zealand. We want to have these approvals all through so that as soon as the first shipments arrive, we can start getting them out. It's going to be the arrival of the shipments that's going to determine when we can start vaccinating in New Zealand more than the approval process.
Why is that?
Just because we will only be able to administer them when they actually arrive in New Zealand.
But the Prime Minister has indicated March was a time frame that she thought was when we could start to see it rolled out here. Could it, given what we've heard today out of the UK, could it be sooner?
We will start vaccinating in New Zealand when our shipments start to arrive and once the approval process is complete. Now, our goal is to make sure the approval process is complete before the shipments arrive. The first vaccine is likely to arrive in the first quarter of New Year, and that's what we've been talking about, the March date.
Do you have a firm date for when that ship actually does arrive?
No, we don't have a firm date. I mean, obviously, we're in a very globally competitive environment here, and those drug manufacturers are working around the clock to manufacture as many vaccines as fast as they can. And as a humanitarian, one of the things I look at here as well is that, you know, that some of the highest pressure is going to be coming from those countries where people are dying every day. And I think we do have to acknowledge that.
Right. So for New Zealanders who hear the news this morning that the UK will start vaccinating people next week, you are urging Kiwis to take a slightly different view here and be patient.
Of course, we have to be patient when it comes to a vaccine, but I can also give them the reassurance that, you know, we are not allowing anything to lag here. We want to be vaccinating people as fast as we can in New Zealand. So that's why we're buying a range of different vaccines. We've been making sure that we're getting a portfolio of vaccines. We're trying to get them here as fast as we can. We're trying to make sure we're as close to the front of the queue for the manufacture of them as we can be. And so we've been doing that over a long period of time to make sure that, you know, we can vaccinate New Zealanders as quickly as possible.
The fridges that will be required for this particular vaccine, do we have them already? What is the latest on those?
So the distribution chain is something that we've already started working on. We have got, you know, new equipment underway and being ordered and being supplied to make sure that we can administer vaccine. So one of the challenges with this vaccine campaign is we might potentially find ourselves administering a number of different vaccines at the same time. The vaccines might be targeted at different population groups and they might have different storage requirements and different administration requirements. And so we're making sure that we're planning for that so that we can administer, you know, the vaccines as quickly as we can.
Looking at the UK, they've already outlined that it is those in rest homes, over 80s, those sorts of people that are at the top of the queue. Would that be a similar sort of arrangement for New Zealand in terms of the first wave of vaccines?
we will be looking at the evidence of the clinical trials as to, you know, the efficacy, the how effective the vaccines are and the different vaccines are for different population groups, and whether there are any risks, for example. So we look at all of that. That's one of the reasons why we will be waiting till the clinical trials are completed. Having said that, the clinical trials are completed, are likely to be completed before we would even get supply of these vaccines anyway. So they will help to inform our decisions around, you know, who gets the vaccines first.
And that was the COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in New Zealand, then head to our website. Our health correspondent, Rowan Quinn, has broken down what's in the pipeline, how they'll work, and who can get it first.